Marianne Combs from NPR News is here with the Weekend Arts Roundup, as always on Thursday mornings. Good morning, Marianne.
Hello.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Good.
But
woman? What's up?
I have a selection for you. It's kind of amazing to me. There seems to be a lot of horror out there these days. You know, it is October.
I suppose.
But and a lot of bad situations in the theater world. So I've got a selection for you that I'm going to call sort of, bad situations or bad, badder, baddest. I don't know.
Bad getting worser.
Yes.
Throughout the course of the Fine Arts Report today.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So let's start with something, mild. Here's Ich Kürbisgeist, which is a show at the Red Eye Theater.
Says it very well.
You want me to say it again?
Yeah, please.
Ich Kürbisgeist.
Ooh.
And this is this is basically sort of a haunted tale of, it's a haunted medieval village of pumpkin farmers. who speak a made-up language that is, and they are sort of, they have all these spirits that come and visit them. And it says, here the peasants toil hard and dance even harder to keep at bay the mysterious forces that threaten their existence. So it's sort of like I would say this is not for kids. I asked about this. They said, no, don't recommend this for the kids. Mm-hmm. It's a little, but there's a lot of sort of doom and gloom in here. So, but it has this, nice sort of bucolic feel to it. It's medieval peasant farmers and with pumpkins. So, tragically doomed.
Sure.
Peasant
right.
farmers, but still. So that's your first one. That's at the Red Eye Theater in Minneapolis. Then you have Baby Case at the History Theater. This is based on the Lindbergh baby kidnapping. Ding, ding, ding. Very good.
Thank you.
Which, as we know, does not end well.
No.
So this is all about the sort of huge media sensation that it was caused by Charles and Anne Lindbergh having their 20-month-old baby suddenly stolen. And it features appearances by people like J. Edgar Hoover, Herbert Hoover, Will Rogers and Ginger Rogers, Norman Schwarzkopf will all make appearances in this show at the History Theater. But yes, at the essence of it, it's all about a baby being stolen from his parents. So again,
nightmarish, pretty
bad
much.
Situation.
Bad situations. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Next,
these are
up.
Day brighteners, Marianne. Yeah. By the way, this is great.
Hey, tis the season.
It's the season for darkness.
Yes.
It's true.
Next up, Carrie the musical.
All right. Well, at least as we get darker and darker, we're getting more farcical.
Yes.
So that's cool. I like this direction. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Please continue.
And so we have, of course, based on Stephen King's novel, and then the movie. This is the story of Carrie, the poor girl who was abused and criticized and made fun of and had pig's blood dumped on her at prom, and she gets a little upset about this, and of course she has telekinetic powers, so she takes revenge on everyone around her.
Right.
It's a bad situation.
I think so. It's pretty dire.
I thought musicals were supposed to be uplifting and make me
not
feel good.
Not anymore. No. Yeah. And operas too. Oh, we heard that The Shining is going to be turned into an opera. Yeah. So, and here in the same tradition, we have Carrie the musical, and lots of, I'm sure it's great singing. When you have pig's blood drenched all over you, you're going to be compelled to sing pretty loudly. And it's
your dirty pillows. Your dirty pillows. I think you can visualize that. Yeah.
All right.
They're called breasts. Everyone has them.
Right.
We need to write this thing.
You absolutely do. I swear you absolutely do. Okay, so Carrie the Musical runs through October 27th at the New Century Theater in Minneapolis. And then last, but far from least, Kung Fu Zombies versus Cannibals.
All right. That's the winner right there.
That is the bad situation. Yeah. This looks to be like such an awesome show. I'm so excited about this. I was interviewing director Randy Reyes about it yesterday. So they take this show. It's written by a Laotian woman who's a spoken word artist. So obviously you're going to have a really great, compelling script, very edgy and very fast paced moving. They have real kung fu. They brought in a really great stage fight trainer to put these scenes together. And they have a live DJ on stage who is spinning the soundtrack to the show as things are happening. And then it's at the Southern Theater and it opens the night of the zombie pub crawl.
Perfect. Perfect.
Which Randy said is either a really, really good idea or a really, really bad idea.
No. That's brilliant.
Yeah,
that's brilliant right there.
Yeah. So totally. It's
so
already
that's Saturday.
And it's already sold out that night.
Oh, see?
You know?
Sure.
So
it tells you how brilliant it was.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, it's going to be amazing. And here it is. The story is based on the five Buddhist tenets. You actually follow these two women as they struggle to maintain their personal moral code in a world gone wrong. You know, as a Buddhist, is it okay for me to kill a zombie? Well, he's a zombie. Or does he have a soul? I don't know. Right. And so I just think it's going to be amazing. Yeah. And if you see the teaser trailers, it also features a young girl who is so good. And she tells these. Anyway, you just got to see the teaser trailers. It's really, really fun.
We'll
I'm
Google
excited
that.
About it. So,
okay.
Yeah. So
cool.
Kung Fu zombies versus cannibals. You know, bad situation
theater.
Gone worse. Yeah.
And
amidst the zombie pub crawl.
Too many great choices, as always.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne.
My pleasure.
Marianne Combs. She joins us Thursday mornings for the weekend Arts Roundup. You can check her blog, State of the Arts, which is over at nprnews.org. I see my name.